starting a little series today called Been There. Now, you know how that goes, right? Been there, done that. Have the t-shirt to prove that. Now, today, we're going to actually do it a little backwards and say, been there, got the t-shirt to prove it. I'll tell you a little story. So way back in 1977, second year university, every semester, and we only had two, you had to take all of your stuff from your residence and take the stuff back home. I drove this little yellow VW Beetle, and my parents lived about 500 kilometers away from where I was in university. So this little car, the old gas gauge wasn't all that great, but I kind of knew I could check on my kilometers, how far I could go with this car. I actually knew it so well, had it down to a science. So, but this time, of course, I needed to pack everything in the car, and the poor little thing was overloaded, put stuff on the roof. And where mom and dad lived, I had to go through quite a few mountains. It's uphill, downhill, and then uphill, more uphill. And I kind of forgot that I usually drive where it's more flat. And I thought, nah, put in a full tank of gas, I'll get home easily. So get in the car, drive home. It's windy, lots of uphill. And as I get closer to home, I see this gas gauge going right down, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to run out of gas. And I'm thinking, no, but the kilometers, I have it down pat. I'm going to get home. There's no way that I'm going to run out of gas. Never reckoning with going uphill, with the extra baggage that I put in the car, with the extra weight that's in the car. So as I get even closer, when I hit these downhills, the car is in neutral. It was an old manual shift. Get it in neutral, and we just cruise down, and then we put it in gear again, and we try and put as little gas as we can. End of story is I ran out of gas about 10 kilometers before I got home. By the grace of some people, they brought me some gas, and I got home. Reason I start like this is because I think many of us live life the way that I drove my car. We assume that we know it all. And we can take anything that comes our way. And other people run out of gas, but me, I'm never going to run out of gas. And then we run into a pandemic. And we drive uphill with a lot of extra weight and baggage in the car. And we've been doing that for more than a year. And yes, I get it. I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. And thank God there is. But here's the thing. That doesn't mean that the stress of the past 15 months doesn't take a toll or hasn't taken a toll on us. You talk to the doctors about stress, and they'll tell you that it has an influence on your physical life. Things like fatigue, headaches, insomnia. Psychologically, has an influence on us. Excessive worrying, forgetfulness, even in our behavior, extreme outbursts of anger. Sexual behavior that is strange to us. Bouts of just being so irritated to the nth degree. And the list goes on and on and on. And in a moment, if you identified yourself in any of what I've just said, don't feel alone. Welcome to the club. We've all been driving uphill more than we did before, with extra heavy loads and burdens on us. So what do we do about that? What do we do about this uphill driving with these extra loads? I want to take you to an invitation that comes from the Lord Jesus, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. But before I read, can I just give you a little background to this invitation? So chapter 10, Jesus sends out the disciples on their, let's call it their first mission, to go preach the gospel. But he says to them, be careful. You will be persecuted. people will hate you. People will turn their backs on you. People won't care about you. And that's exactly what happens. And they come back after they've done this. And they're tired. And they're worn out. And they're burnt out. And life is just too much. And it's to these people who have come to the end of their rope, who are weary and burned out and tired, that Jesus says these words. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Did you notice that he uses the word yoke in there twice? It's spelled Y-O-K-E and not Y-O-L-K. And I know you've seen this before. I've shown you this before in this church because I've spoken on this passage before. This is a yoke. Most of us, many of us, don't even know what this is. Have never seen this in our lives. In those days, they used these yokes every day. Let me just put this thing down. It's way too heavy to hold around like that. They used the yoke to plow the fields. What they would do is they would take two oxen and they would put them under this yoke. And then they would put the plow behind them and these oxen would pull the plow and plow the fields. So, and remember this because I'm going to come back to the two oxen and the yoke. So when Jesus invites us and says, take my yoke upon you, what he's saying to us is this. Attach yourself to me. Walk at my pace. Follow me. Move with the pace that I am moving. Watch me and learn from me. And if we do that, if we attach ourselves to Jesus, if we learn from him, if we move at his pace, what is the result of all of that? And I will give you rest. But can I just explain the word rest to you in the biblical sense? When we're speaking of rest, it doesn't mean the absence of doing any work or doing any activity. Rest, and Eugene Peterson translates it beautiful in the message. Rest means learning how to live lightly and freely. Learning to live a life of generosity and contentment. So many of us are thinking in this moment, oh, if only I can find that rest. Well, here's the thing. It's not about it, if only. This rest is not a product of changing our circumstances. This rest that Jesus is talking about is a product of changing our yoke. In other words, who I am yoked to. So let me take you through the word and talk about this. The rest will come when I am yoked correctly. Notice three things about being yoked to Jesus. The first thing, and we find this in verse 28-29, where Jesus says, come to me. All of you are weary. For my heart, verse 29, is gentle and humble. First thing to notice, Jesus has a heart for the weary and the tired and the fatigued. When he says, come to me because I have a gentle and a humble heart, what Jesus is saying, come sit with me. Come bring your life to me. Come talk to me. Come place it in my hands. Come place it in my lap. Come leave it with me. I'm available. And who is Jesus available to? To each one of us who are weary and tired going uphill with those heavy burdens. It's this invitation. I have a heart for you. I'm there for you. Bring those burdens to me. Come tell me about your husband who is in hospital and your heart is heavy about that. Come tell me about your friend that you lost to COVID and your tears are running down your cheeks about that. Come tell me about the difficulty of dealing with a husband and a wife and children every day in and out because there are no schools that are open and it's just so hard. Come talk to me about that. I want to hear that. You know, where I come from in South Africa, we used to have this really rude saying when someone would say something and we'd say tongue in cheek. Well, that's your problem. Don't make your problem my problem. Well, what Jesus is actually saying, please make your problem my problem, because Jesus has a heart for the weary and the tired and the fatigued. And if you are one of them, come to me, says Jesus. My heart is gentle and humble. But when we are yoked to Jesus, there's a second thing that we need to remember. That Jesus is our source and not our resource. And there's a huge difference, right, between source and resource. Preacher by the name of Tony Evans, he often speaks at places. And when he speaks, he usually says this. He says, there is only one source, God. Everything else is a resource. And that's what Jesus is saying when he says, come to me. There's the source. I will be your source. And I will give you rest. There's the resource. But, as important and as huge as this resource and all the other resources are, the resource is not the source of my peace, is not the source of my contentment, is not the source of my gratitude. We often mistake the resource for a source and get it wrong. And that causes more anxiety and fear to build up. Let me explain this. I'm going to give you a very practical example of what I mean, where we often get this wrong. Money. Money is an amazing resource. With money, I can take care of my family. With money, I can be generous to all people and to everyone and help them too. But the moment the money becomes the source of my life, I become anxious. I become worried. Do I have enough? Will I have enough when I retire? Will I have enough for myself? Do I have to hoard more? Do I have to keep more for myself? Oh, I can't be generous. I have to keep this for myself because this is the only source. When we mistake the resource for the source, all it does, it causes more anxiety and worry, and it doesn't bring rest. That's just an example. You can multiply them for yourself. Unfortunately, sometimes we also mistake God and see God as the resource. God give this. God do this. God take care of that. God be there. God don't do that. God don't be there. God be with me. God don't be with that. As if God is just this resource. That's why Jesus says, can we just get this right? Come to me. I am the source. And I will give you rest, resources. But it's me. Don't mistake the source with the resources. It's only me. It's not Jesus plus, Jesus and, Jesus plus this, Jesus plus this and this and this. No, I am your source. And from the source, I will take care of you. You don't have to worry about the other resources. They will be there. But the first thing you need to do is come to me, come to Jesus. Can I ask you a question? Past 15 months, going uphill. Extra burdens. Were you depending on the source or on the resources? And it's a positive question I'm asking. Third thing that I want us to notice from this passage, that Jesus wants us to be connected to him. Verse 29, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Will you underline those two words, yoke and learn? Remember I told you about the yoke and I said, I'll come back to this old yoke. So what the farmers would often do with this yoke, when they had a new and a young ox that had never been in the yoke and never plowed in a yoke, they would often yoke that young, inexperienced ox with a big, strong, old, experienced ox that has done this so many times over, so that this young ox could learn from the old ox, see what he did, feel how he pulled, how he put the pressure and where he put the pressure. And also that when this young ox was tired, the old ox has done this so often, is tired, the old ox could lift a little more and carry a little more of that burden. Take my yoke upon you. I am experienced, your source. And come learn from me. What makes us weary? It's not the work or the challenges or the difficulties. It's when we're under the wrong yoke with the wrong partner, not pulling in the right yoke, the source of all that we are, Jesus. I think one of the best translations of this passage comes from Eugene Peterson and explains this little piece so beautifully. Come learn how to live, says Jesus. Come and be connected to me. Take this yoke. I'll be the strong one and you can be the one who's learning. And listen how Eugene Peterson translates this. He says, come to me. Are you tired? Worn out? Come to me. Get away with me. And you will recover your life. And I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. And now listen to this. And learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. And you will learn to live freely and lightly. Will you please accept this invitation to come walk with the Lord Jesus, to be connected to Him, to learn from Him, to learn how to live lightly and freely, unburdened? Will you please accept Him to be part of your life? For here's the thing, my friends. He knows all about burdens. When it came to that heel on Calvary, he was all alone, carrying the burden of that cross on his shoulder, but even more, carrying the burden of all of our sins and all of our brokenness. And there on the cross, he took it all upon him. So he can come and invite you now. Come to me, all of you who are weary, burdened, tired, fatigued. Bring your marriage. Bring your relationships. Bring your struggles. Bring your work. Bring your finances. Bring it to my yoke. And learn to live lightly and freely. Amen. Pray with me. Thank you for this invitation, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you invite us to connect with you and to learn from you, to be attached to you. For if we are attached to the wrong yoke, Lord, where will we go? But thank you that we can come to you, the source of all. Source of our joy, our happiness, our life, our peace. That peace that transcends all understanding. When the burdens come, thank you that you have a heart that is gentle and humble, where we can bring this and lay it before you. And you will teach us how to live lightly and freely with the unforced rhythms of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's in your precious name that we pray. Amen.